Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and we're getting into high school hits on now right through your workday to give you those nostalgia feels. And I'll tell you what, when I think back to high school, there's one song that I always think of. Now, weird part is I didn't even have a sister, but...
That song made me want a sister.
Well, we've got two of them right now. Sister to sister, Christine and Sharon, join us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to chat to you girls. I always knew we would be friends. I always knew it.
Well, I think she's jumping the gun a little bit, guys. I'm sorry.
First and foremost, what are you girls up to these days?
Well, we've been, these days, we just got off Delta Goodrem's Bridge over Troubled Dreams tour, which was so much fun. We had a great time. We were her backing vocalists for that.
Yeah,
and Sharon's actually set to possibly tour with Darren Hayes, possibly internationally as well. So hopefully that all works out.
We've been singing, guys.
Yeah, lots of singing.
We're not, we're not famous anymore, but we're still professional singers. And we've also got a performing arts school in Sydney where we live. Busy ladies.
Now, I got to be honest, I kind of did stalk you a little bit because I saw you not on this last tour, but the one before that with Delta Goodrem. I got free tickets for work and I was so excited seeing their Delta Goodrem singing. But then I was distracted because I looked over and I saw you too. And I was like, is that sister to sister?
Yeah. You realise we've been doing backing vocals for her for 13 years.
Yeah.
And we've worked with Guy Sebastian and, Jeff Malboy. We've been so lucky. I have to say, there's pretty amazing Aussie singers and we've been able to tour with most of them.
And the thing is, like, after the show, we're lucky enough to go backstage and meet Delta. I'm going to be honest, first thing I did was look for you two. and you weren't there. It was just Delta by herself. And don't get me wrong, Delta's lovely, but I was like, where the hell's sister to sister, guys? Where is she? Where are they?
Oh, what a bummer. It would have been great to catch up.
Well, girls, I will say there is definitely still a place for you two, and obviously you've still got a singing career, but will we ever see a sister to sister single be released with just you two girls? I'd love to see that.
Do you know what's hilarious? I feel like we've been sitting on stuff for so many years, but we've just been caught up in touring with other artists. But yes, I agree. Recently, it's pretty hilarious after all these years. We've been getting hit up so much more, even on Instagram, through our social, people are like, when's the next song coming out? And we did actually get offered a tour with Five.
That'd be cool.
We actually toured with them 20 years ago all through the UK, and they're coming back in November. Now, unfortunately,
there's only three.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've tried to whittle sister to sister down to one, but we're sister, so I'm stuck with it. But we are actually doing a tour with them in Australia in November this year. So unfortunately, we're not coming to Perth, which sucks. But we are.
Take it up with Five.
I know. You talk to those boys and make
three. I'll find three of them. I'll have a very, very stern, very stern word. Because you guys, like in the year 2000, you released the album One, number three on the ARIA charts. It was the biggest thing in the world. You must get like so many people who are just all about the nostalgia of living it. Like 2000, that was what, 22 years ago? Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, it is very much a nostalgic thing at the moment. I think, like you were saying, 90s is really cool now. Bringing it back and remembering those artists that you did sing around, in the car and around your house with your friends, so it's good fun. And even for us, we love thinking about, people that we performed with around that time, like Killing Heidi and Vanessa Amorosi and Leah Haywood and Joanne and, all these awesome 90s artists that we're also connecting with at the moment. Who knows, we might bring back the 90s on the artist tour.
I would love that. And you know what? You girls weren't just known here in Australia. You did tour the US with Britney Spears. What was that like?
It was so crazy. It was pretty epic. And you know what? It was the UK. It was America, UK and Europe and Asia, wasn't it, Sharon? The only place we didn't do was Australia.
Yeah, funnily enough.
But we did everywhere else with Britney. And look, that was ridiculous. That tour was next level. And just like being behind the scenes and seeing her, she was at the height of her stardom at that point. And she was so lovely with us and seeing all the movement with her recently with the Free Britney. It was, it brought back a lot of memories. But she was awesome. And that whole experience was crazy.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I can imagine. Before we let you go, I just want to put to rest the rumor that there was a bit of tension between you two. I have a transcript right here that you had issues with each other about one of them, one of you being on the phone, the other one wouldn't leave you alone. The other one was a real nightmare.
We can confirm. Sharon gets me to do her hair and then says it never turns out right. She's really
Absolutely. And the diary, stealing the diary, is everything resolved between you two?
We haven't updated to our, you know, iCal or anything now. We're still on the diary.
Good to hear. Great to hear from you guys. Sister to sister. Thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks so much, guys.